podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is the Pink, the post-match show. After Liverpool Women lose their final game of the season 1-0 against Manchester United, Harriet Pryor's with me. I've also got Ali McGovern, I've got Philippa Smallwood, I've got Andy Bell currently doing a film, and for us is Josh Sexton, but he will be mucking in big time as we wear on. And Harriet, I will start with you first and foremost. Liverpool early in the season, they go to Manchester United, they ship six. That doesn't happen today, and it never looks like it's going to happen today.
It never does. It's a real sign of the progress that Liverpool, this team, have made throughout the season. And I don't even just mean since that game, but just gradually. It's not been like one turning point where I felt like everything's come together. It's just been hard work, believing in the system, believing that if they stay together, they bring in a few new players, which is exactly what they did in January, that they'll get to where they want to be. And I think they've surpassed their expectations this season. If you said to them, this time when they came back into the WSL, they'd be finishing mid-table, they wouldn't be having to worry about relegation with a few games to go into the end of the season, they'd absolutely take that. I feel, even though I've come away from that, we've lost the game, I feel like a real sense of hope, a real sense of belief in what's going on and into next season, and yeah, I don't think they can be disheartened by that at all.
Ali, at the start, first half it was a bit of a rear guard action, but second half for 20 minutes I actually thought Liverpool were the better side and deserved to go ahead.
I think that's right, and you look at what Katie Stengel was doing, she was quite often basically getting the ball, keeping the ball, turning around, showing strength to the other side. In the end, the final product was never quite good enough, and you can see where that space is for us to grow. But actually, we were far from dominated for whole swathes of the game. And I think, you know, if we hadn't perhaps had the injuries, the Leanne Kernan injury in particular, we wouldn't be finishing seventh. We might even be finishing sixth or fifth, which actually in our first season back at the top is a real credit to this team of players and to the manager.
Stengel's mentioned there by Ali, I think it's a really valid point off the basis of the fact that firstly I just think she's great, secondly though she doesn't play in the 6-0, and the ability, Andy, for her to get the ball, hold it up, just get Liverpool 40 yards, 50 yards, 60 yards up the pitch when you need it, is priceless. I mean, it really is priceless. I think it's been priceless all season. She is, I would argue, she is Liverpool's player of the season, men's and women's team. She's been that good, that priceless. And you get, even though she doesn't score today, you get to see yet again today what she brings.
Yeah, a player of the season between the men's and women's team is between Kerry Holland and Katie Stengel. For me, there's no doubt about it. They're the two that have brought all the quality, all the hard work, and it's the graft as much as anything else. Yep. Like we were talking, like Katie Stengel must be in the reddest of zones, like every single game, League Cup, she's playing 90 Scarlet. Minutes. Yeah. Literally, honestly, the Scarlet Zone, it needs to become a new thing. The Stengel Zone, I think we need to rename it the Stengel Zone. She's just been relentless all season, and her level hasn't dropped at all. I mean, there's times where in games, yes, she looks like her legs have fallen off a little bit, and by the way, it's absolutely fair enough if that is the case. However, you know, she's just been, what is it, 9 or 10 goals she's got this season, and you look across the league and teams at our level don't have strikers who score 9 or 10 goals. The goals are spread out. I'm pretty sure last year no team outside the top four scored more than 24 goals. I think Spurs in fifth scored 24 and nobody else got any more. I think Stengel's got 9 or 10 this season, like half of that total. It just doesn't really happen, and I had my concerns about her, honestly, last year when she came in. I thought she'd push Leanne Kiernan out onto the wing. I liked Kiernan's pace in behind, but I think she's got fitter, she's got stronger, and she's just been a lot better. And just on a slightly separate point, if you think I'm hypocritical enough to have called Wolves men's supporters pathetic for celebrating every Manchester City goal on the last day of last season, yet myself simultaneously celebrated every Chelsea goal this season, you're absolutely correct. I'm so glad they didn't lift the league at Prenton Park.
Yes, well, we definitely didn't want them to lift the league, Philip, but I didn't want them to win the game, Manchester United. And I sort of just, I wanted to see the second best team in the country, and this isn't me being sort of deeply unpleasant. You know, they may well have just there might have been pressure. I think Liverpool play ever so well, but I really didn't come away from it feeling as though there's an enormous gulf between Liverpool and them. You know, I think that there is a gulf, there is a gap between Liverpool and them, but I'm not coming away today going, oh my God, this will take ages to overcome. I'm not saying they're nothing special, but I think I am saying they're nothing special.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think, you know, when you look at how we performed today, and even how we've performed over the last few like matches, for me, apart from the Leicester game, we've actually shown that we can compete at this level. You know, we go away to Chelsea and we give them a real game, a real run for their money. You know, today again, you know, we beat Man City at home. You know, there's some real performances in there that suggest that actually with adding four or five really good quality players, you can bridge that gap between us and the top four teams in the league. And I think that's something before this season started, I was like, how do you get up there? You know, how do you manage to get the players in that's going to take you from, you know, basically being in a relegation battle every season to knowing that you're going to be comfortable? And I think the greatest credit that I can pay to this side this season is the fact that we have been comfortable. It probably didn't feel like it early on because we, you know, we needed to pick the points up. But once we got to like the 14, 15 point mark, it was like we kind of went, right, we know we're going to be all right. We relaxed a bit, we got into our rhythm, and you know, we gave everybody a game pretty much. And you know, I think that speaks volumes for me as to how we've done this season.
Yeah, there's a real foundation to work with there, isn't there? It feels like, you know, to sort of half answer Philippa's question in a very vague way, it's going to take investment this summer, and not sort of a lot of investment. I'm not looking at the women's team and thinking it needs a full rebuild like in the way the men's team does. I think there's just a few little bits around the edges. Keep and hold of a few key players in the summer will prove a challenge. I think some of the names that Andy mentioned before, in particular Kerry Holland's been linked with Chelsea recently, keeping those sort of names around and really building a squad around those players, I think is going to be absolutely crucial. Because you see again today, and I think the reason that Liverpool don't look so far off Manchester United today is because of the reintroduction of Kate Stengel into this one compared to the away game. But the players like Kerry Holland, like Nagano, who just keep things ticking over, can graft in the right moments. Emma Koivisto as well, I thought was really good today against a really good tough opponent in Leah Galton. And I mean tough in, you know, every sense, even in a physical sense. Sends her flying into the wall at one point as well, but she was really, really good throughout the game today. And I think Liverpool can be, you know, come away from that really proud, and not in a sort of tin pot we've lost 1-0, but a really proud way, but in a way they can say that gives them momentum going into next season.
I think defensively in particular, you actually don't see that big of a gap when you were talking about the difference between the kind of top end teams and WSL and Liverpool. Like defensively now, I think we look really solid. What I do see the difference being is the constant attacking threat they have. I think they have really good wingers at United. I think that's something we can really invest in. Just a few more people that can just drive forward and just look a bit more comfortable on the ball, and that's where the golf is for me now when you watch those two teams today.
How do you praise the defence and defender there, Ali? I think rightly so, but what I would say is today one of the oddest goals I've seen. Liverpool, they just watch this ball bounce through the air, watch a miss kick it, and then no one react after the miss kick. I almost like the miss kick puts everyone off.
Exactly, like I thought it was actually kind of a funny goal in many ways, because like the miss hit, like everybody sort of goes, oh no, she scored. It's like, it sort of takes a mickey in many ways. And I think, by and large, the goal, I wouldn't say it comes against the run of play, but I don't think United were absolutely nailed on to score at any point. They had good chances.
A draw would have been fair.
They had good chances, so did we. Particularly, I would say, in the final 15 minutes, we have three or four chances. One absolutely clear-cut where she should put it in the back of the net. But we have good chances, and it's not like, you know, that somehow we were hard done by, but it's just more, I think everyone comes away from it, the broader point being that, like, we have totally outplayed our expectations, I think, in this league. I think that's excellent. I think we've got players to come back from injury, which is great. We all want to see the team rebuild, but forgive me, as an old person, if I didn't sit there today thinking, well, 10 years ago we were playing in Widnes and there wasn't, like, 7,000 people, there wasn't even 700 people watching. And, you know, I think we can, over the next 10 years, you know, it'll be 70,000 people, and I think we've all got a sense of what a massive opportunity this is.
Can I just say as well, just on that, so today for me, one of the really pleasing elements of the game was the fact that both sets of supporters, they had songs about their team. The atmosphere was great, I thought, for probably the best I've experienced at a club women's game. You know, and that's, I think that shows you, like, kind of like where the game's gone just in the last 12 months, even that, you know, that support's being built up at every single club around the country. And you know, it's just really, really good to see, and hopefully, like Ali says, you know, well, it won't be long before we're sitting in front of full houses at Anfield, at Old Trafford, you know, at Wembley every single season without fail. And you know, that's where we all want to get to at the end of the day.
We've got a full end there.
Yeah. They've got a full end, and as much as it irked me seeing them all very happy towards the end,
we don't be giving credit to Manchester United football club, we all like a laugh.
Yeah. As I think we were talking in the chat before about, you know, does it become a case of Chelsea win the league every year? Listen, as far as I'm concerned, Manx being unhappy at all costs, including the integrity of the competition, is all I'm after. However, you know, they've got a full end there, and I think that's important. That doesn't mean, you know, under some other sports, for example, rugby union, the fans mix in and they all, you know, mouth off about it as much as they like. But I think, you know, that friendly atmosphere, but having your own end, having your own group of supporters where you can create that atmosphere is so important. And ideally, that's where you want the game to sort of start going. And yeah, I really enjoyed it today. I enjoyed the atmosphere. Three stands, more or less full. Okay, yep. The cop, the upper wasn't quite, but, you know, we all remember last season, 600, 700 in the championship. You know, turned up every week, absolutely freezing. By the way, Preston Park's still freezing.
It's unbelievable how cold it's been.
The microclimate of all microclimates.
I had to wrap myself in my cardigan. I walked out of the office and everyone was like, why are you taking your cardigan? It's bloody cracking the flags out there. And I was like, you haven't been to Preston Park.
Yeah, I've got long johns on. even now, not complacent. A couple of names have come through in this chat. There's the two obvious we can praise, which is Kerry and Katie, as far as I'm concerned. But you said before about Emma Cavisto, Josh, it's been a really good season, but also more than that. Again, today you get to see the fact that she's more than capable of existing at this level. And the other thing I pointed out again, a couple of others, bandages on, that sort of stuff. There's a bit of walking wounds today about Liverpool.
Yeah, and there's a couple who are in the red zone, not quite in the Stengel zone, as Andy Mann is. The Scarlet zone, the Stengel zone, as Andy is now terming it. I think quite
that's Ali, we'll give her credit.
Yeah. Ali on the Scarlet, Andy on the Stengel. I think Koivisto, one of the things that she's really given this season, it's something I think that Hines struggles with at times, is the ability to get forward and backwards almost in the same motion sometimes, almost, you know, when the ball gets turned over so quickly, being able to have recovery pace and get back into shape, because Liverpool's shape is, you know, simultaneously the fullbacks do get, the wingbacks do get quite far forward, but it's also such a rigid five at the back when they are sapping back into a shape. They need Koivisto to be right there, and especially alongside Niamh Fahey today, who, you know, is not a player who has very much recovery pace. Thought Niamh Fahey played well today, put some good tackles in. But
and by the way, the same when Flaherty played on the right hand side. Yeah. You know, Kavisto still has to do that job. No matter who's been playing there this season, it's been what you're saying.
It's almost a harder role in that I think Jazz Matthews on the left hand side probably provides slightly more of the forwards and the backwards than the people who've combined with Emma have. So I thought she was great again today, again in the wars, but making things happen for Liverpool, even in an attacking sense, which I think is massive for this team.
Just on Taylor Hines though, I actually think she's really grown into the season. I thought she struggled first half of the season, and you're thinking, you know, is she at the level that we need to be playing the WSL? But I think she's really grown. I don't know if that's because you know, Matt's given her the armband, or you know, she's just got a bit more used to the quality of the players that she's playing up against. Yeah, exactly. You know, the one thing that Koivisto's got over Taylor is the fact that she's played at this level last season. You know, she played for Brighton, she's used to it, she had that season under her belt at Brighton, and you know, Taylor will only benefit for me from what's happened to her this season and understanding the sort of performances you need to put in.
I think we've all mentioned Taylor Hines has improved across the course of the season. I think Koivisto has as well, to be fair. There were sometimes in the first half of that season where she was playing right wing back, and okay, I understand it, somebody has to press, but it was like a headless chicken at times, and tactically it seemed to me quite unaware, and I'm not looking at the way we're set up now, and that could be a whole system thing, or it could be a Koivisto sort of learning thing, but I feel like she's sort of more aware, more smart about when she presses now, and just generally more intelligent. And I think she got 3 WSL goals for Brighton last season. I think she got 3 for us now, has she? As well.
Yeah, she got a couple of reasons.
Which, in, you know, across what, 22 games, if your fullback scoring the 3 goals, if you extrapolate that to a men's Premier League season, you're talking 6 or 7 goals there from your fullback, which is invaluable. And that's before you talk about the assist she's given as well. So yeah, great signing, and somebody who, yes, okay, is going to consolidate her position in this league, but also when you're going up to the next level, I think can grow into a player and can be part of that team as well.
Nagano is always a pleasure to watch, Ali. Today you got the feeling that Man United had a bit of a job on her. They'd had a bit of a book, they've had a look, they've screened her both ways. They were really determined that she wasn't going to get on the ball for Liverpool. Even so, I think she still plays quite well, and she's been great to watch.
I thought she played well. I thought that she really added something. She's not she wasn't a showy player today. She wasn't, you know, she's not the player who was doing all the fancy bits, but I thought that she was really good. I actually thought we were good in midfield today. I thought that we were really in control for huge parts of the game. I thought that the difference between what we watched today and even the beginning of this season, where when we were good, it was largely because we were pacey, whereas, you know, last season definitely, and also the season before in particular, like, you know, we'd really panic in midfield. It was like night and day watching them today. They looked like in control, and she's a massive part of that. And I think, yeah, of course, when you're playing, you know, the team that just nearly won the league, one of the things they're going to try and do is shut down that control and creativity. But they didn't entirely manage to do it.
They didn't entirely manage it. We'll talk about the players who come on, many of whom are going. I'll go to you first, actually, on a Philippa. I think there's different stories around all of them. You feel like, you know, Rhiannon Roberts has been part of this whole journey in quite an important and profound way. We've got the men's player final on behind us, and Luton have just scored. She's been part of this whole journey in quite an important way. Then you've got Carla Humphrey, who came in last season. Maybe we thought she might play a bit more of a part this. And then I think in a bit of a gap between these two, you've got Leanne Robe. Do I feel, you know, we'll see where she's going. Maybe she's going for something different. Maybe she's going for certain football. She's the one I'm most, not confused, but the one where I really feel as though she's been very important these last few weeks. And I'm mildly surprised by her departure.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, it's been pretty much on the cards from January that Leanne Rowe was going to be leaving. I don't think we're losing anybody who I would go, that's going to be a massive miss, because I think you can replace them.
Go on.
Sorry, Meg Campbell.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
come on.
I think Meg is
sometimes, the days I've only gone to watch Meg Campbell do throw-ins. Literally just for that.
Yeah, I mean... It gives you that other option, doesn't it? But I think sometimes when we played Meg, we kind of played a little bit too much for that. So
I completely agree with that, by the way.
Yeah,
completely agree.
I mean, there's players who are leaving who, I mean, Razza for me is the ultimate professional.
Yeah,
and I'll be sorry to see, you know, the likes of Razza leave. But I don't think that there's anybody who's literally leaving who you go, we can't get somebody better in. And that's what our aim's got to be, to get us up the league. It's got to be, you know, replacing bit part players, which, let's be honest, a lot of these players are. Meg Campbell's probably played more than anybody. But to get certain starters in who's going to take us that little bit further up the league, for me, has got to be the aim, and I'm sure that's what the club are looking at.
Okay then, I'll ask for your player of the match today. You can have anyone. You can have, you know, in the spirit of Andy Bell, if you want to be hands across the M62, feel free to fill your boots, but you don't have to be at all. Player of the match, Josh.
I think I'll go with Koi Visto. I'll stick with my original shout. I think it could easily be Stengel. I think Stengel has set the bar for herself so high now. I was saying to Lizzie during the game that I think if Stengel had the pace, she'd be one of the best players in world football and in world women's football. She's genuinely that level of good. But I'll go with Koi Visto today.
Koi Visto. Ali?
Controversial, Nikita Paris.
Nikita Paris, no, absolutely more than fair enough. And
she
also
loves the Reds.
Yeah. She loves the Reds.
Everyone's named a Red here.
I was really sad when everyone was booing her when she's going off. I was like, we're all Reds here, honestly. She quite literally in the sense.
Loves the Reds. Go on.
I'm not entirely sure who was the individual fault for the goal we conceded, but I thought Gemma Bonner in general today was solid at the back, and we've not really spoken about her, so I'll give her a nice shout out.
And took quite the bang on the nose.
She did take quite the bang on the nose.
I would describe it as blood everywhere.
Yeah, there could have been some better shouts from the goalkeeper throughout the game, just a bit more. This is where I am. did not benefit some of the
wrongs.
Yeah.
And less blaming the defenders when it's her fault as well.
All right, Annie, we're all Reds here. We're all right.
Including Nikita. You go for.
Yeah, just when Nikita Paris came off, and a slightly harsh shout, letting her know that it was okay, she could join in. We'd never walk alone if she wanted. But for me, Kerry Holland, I think, you know, at times where United did have the better of the game, she was there, she was putting the pressure on, and she made sure they never got like a real strong foothold. She's done that all season. We're used to it now, but we can't take it for granted. Kerry Holland, man of the match. Player of the match, sorry.
I think the fact that we're all going to pick a completely different player says a lot about this game, and I'm going for Taylor Hines. I thought that was one of her best performances of the season. Excellent, so
there we are.
All credit to him.
Excellent stuff. We'll do a full season review next week on the Anfield Wrap. That'll be out and available for you. Do look forward to that. But as it is for today, it does finish Liverpool 0, Manchester United 1. Manchester United do not win the league. but Liverpool get a fantastic gate that bodes so well for next season, and I can't wait to watch these at Anfield, because next season there's no excuses not to. Sports Social Podcast Network.